Ask Me Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA. Ask Me Anything to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
There's some funniness. There's some funniness in the air, Andy.
Doing a little investigating,
yeah,
are we?
Yeah, man, a little funniness. I mean, obviously, Trey Young is not.
I'm using that new deodorant, Bogot.
Trey Young is not going to play.
Oh, that.
Yeah, he's not going to play. And it's an odd thing because the Washington Wizards, or whatever the hell their name is.
Wouldn't it be better if they were the Bullets?
Yeah. Somehow, they say, so CJ McCollum, who has been rumored to be in the trade because of the salary dump and expired contract.
Has been unusually healthy this year.
All year.
Yeah.
All
Hasn't
year.
Been dealing with anything.
All year, Andy.
A guy who's had a few bumps and bruises throughout his career.
But not now.
Yeah, just really healthy season so far.
He's not playing tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did he get scratched tonight?
Yeah.
Did he get banged up last night?
Maybe. You know, how physical the NBA is now.
Ooh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, we know how physical the NBA is now.
38 minutes last night, that's a gauntlet.
Yeah, man.
It's a scratched, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm.
You want to know his injury?
I do.
Right quad soreness. What's Trey's injury again, Abe?
Right quad.
Right quad.
Ah.
Right. Contusion.
Yeah.
Well, good. So they already got a doctor who knows how to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's an easy swap.
This dude going to be traded for the weekend.
Yeah, seems like that may happen. These are how things tend to work, right? Healthy scratch because they can't do that in the NBA anymore. But yeah, that was always the rumor too because CJ's money kind of works.
So let's go over this just as much as we know.
Okay.
When's the perfect time to news dump it? Is it during the Peach Bowl?
Probably.
Like here in Atlanta?
Oh.
I got a watch party that night. The Hawks will be playing, so maybe not during the Hawks game.
Yeah, probably not during the game on Friday, but they don't play Thursday.
So
right?
during the Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon, evening. Also, Arthur Blank has a press conference tomorrow where he's going to talk about the future of the Atlanta Falcons. So that'd be a good day to maybe later on in the day do something like that as well. So maybe tomorrow.
I mean, does it have to be dumped, like news dump wise?
Well,
or is it?
You also got to think like the Wizards are a part of it too. So they might not.
Yeah.
They might not be on board with your calendar.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Dan Quinn hires an OC and they'll dump it during that time.
Something has to happen in D.C. too.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the latest as far as the Trey rumors go. Seems like that may happen imminently. All right, we'll get to the callers here. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So with our coaching staff being gone, you know, our defense being primarily what we lean on this year, y'all see them taking a step back next year, or should we still take a step forward with what we still got?
Thank you, Lonnie.
Boy, I see what?
I mean, will the Falcons take a step forward next year? It's so hard to know this early in the offseason.
Yeah, man. Lonnie, they just finished up the season. It ain't been a week.
But I do think that, like, a step forward would just be 9-8, right? I think they could do that.
Can they?
They go 9-8.
I don't know.
They went 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. Maybe they have to go 8-9 three times before they can go 9-8.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who the coach could be. Who's the quarterback going to be?
Don't know who the GM's going to be.
I don't know the president.
I love it, Lonnie. I love that you're there. Yeah. Lonnie's there.
Lonnie's there.
It ain't even
been a week.
He turned not the page. He turned the chapter.
Yeah, it ain't been a week.
We don't know who the coach, the general manager, the president, or the quarterback is. So it's hard for me to say they'll take a step. But I hope they do.
What's a step? Is it one more win?
I think a step is the playoffs. Right, that's a step, isn't it?
All right. Well, I mean, if they had one more win, they would be the NFC South champions.
They didn't even need one more win. Yeah. They just had to beat somebody different. They just had to beat the Panthers instead of somebody else. They could have won the same amount of games that they won.
Yeah.
They just needed to beat different people.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So the step next year is beating the right people. Yeah. All right.
Unbelievable.
Steve is incoming. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have one question, and then I have a draft and trade proposal.
Okay.
The first question, I don't know if this has ever been asked to you guys. The wonderful ladies' voices at the introduction of the show, is that actually your mothers or are they actors?
It really is. Those are our moms, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. I really didn't know. I didn't know that had ever been asked.
Sure, yep. Those are our moms, yep.
Okay. Draft proposal. late round draft. Oh, I forget his first name. We need a center. Bobo's son at center.
Coming out.
No. I thought he was coming out.
I don't think so.
No, okay. No, Drew's going back.
I think Drew Bobo's going back to Georgia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'd be shocked
Drew's
if he
going back.
Yes.
Okay, trade proposal. And Randy, I'm sorry, but trade proposal.
Okay.
And realizing they're both injured, Michael Penix straight up for Brock Bowers.
Thank you, Steve.
You know what, Steve? obviously. But why would the Raiders trade Brock Bowers?
They would not do that.
Come on, Steve.
But if they would do it.
Hell yeah, they would do it. You do it.
Do it.
Why would you?
Then you can move on from
Brock Bowers is the best player on their team.
Yeah.
And Steve said, "Is that real, Armand?" Not the fact that they both said, "My baby boy." And my
son. Never even considered the possibility that it could be actors. It'd be really funny if it was.
You know how mad my mother would be.
Oh, I know.
If I had somebody come here and my baby boy, and it wasn't her. Like, Angel would be damn furious.
Yeah,
I know this show screams budget for voiceover actors, but that was pretty
good. Nah, we had to skimp and ask our actual moms to do it. Although, like, at different times, our moms have, like, made demands because they're such a big part of the show. They're like, all right, now that you guys are having some success, I need a segment.
Yeah, man. Y'all sit tight. Y'all just, you know.
And this year they cut our mom's parts in half.
Yeah, man.
Because the thing
the
used to be
clock.
A little longer.
The clock.
Yeah, to get that. Well, it's worked though. I will say, like, I don't know if that's the reason why everything has skyrocketed, but maybe it was. Our moms were talking too long at the beginning of the show, holding us back.
Okay.
They cut them, and now we're number one.
Got some new stuff about your Washington Huskies.
Okay.
So,
go for it.
Okay, the two key items in Damon Williams' signed Washington contract. As he attempts to enter the transfer portal, Washington continues to pursue legal action to enforce the contract per ESPN source. Number one, the buyout in the contract reads, the cost of the buyout is in the sole discretion of Washington.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So they just get to choose?
Yeah. the contract specifically states that the institution is not obligated to enter the student athlete into the transfer portal or otherwise assist in the facilitate of it. So they don't have to do nothing.
Right, because that's the thing. Yeah. Like, in order to go into the transfer portal, the school has to grant you a release.
Yes.
So if Washington wants to be really, really petty.
Yes.
Which it's, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like they do.
Yes.
Like, it sounds like Washington and the Big Ten, too. Like,
yes.
The Big Ten.
The Big Ten.
Because it sounds
Ten.
Like he's going to an SEC school.
Yes.
It sounds like the Big Ten and Washington are going to team up and do something really gross.
Yeah, man.
Now, what he did is also gross, but whatever. Like, I don't know that two wrongs make a right or whatever. But, yeah, I get the feeling this is going to be a story for a while.
It's going to be nasty.
I don't know. I don't think that's good. That's crazy, though, that they get to make up their own buyout.
Yep.
All right,
you think,
LSU.
You think LSU will pay it?
How much you got?
Yeah.
Who's your billionaire down there, Bo?
Yeah.
We got a few of them. The owner of Canes, for one thing.
All right. Send us some chicken.
I think he's probably got checks with Lane's name all over him, though.
Yeah, I know. You're paying Lane all that money, and DeMond's getting six from the report. That's crazy. All right, we want $30 million for Damon Williams.
Better hit up the Smoothie King owner is down there.
Is
Smoothie
he one of the
Kings?
Guys, too?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Cool. That's
unbelievable.
I don't like the story very
much. That's unbelievable.
Jordan is in Fairburn. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I have to start my call off every time I call you. You guys got the best sports talk show on the radio all day.
Thank you, Jordan.
Other shows are so depressing. But the one thing I want to say.
Jordan, did we tell you this last time?
I know.
We told you this last time.
Especially. I'm sorry. I take that back. But look, I wanted to say, I told myself not to say that. But anyway, I want to say that.
It was there for
I hope that the restructuring of Kirk Cousins' deal is going to let him move on. Because that's what we need to start at. We don't need to have that, which was a problem, I think, over the last 2 years. Because he hasn't played good in relief. Mm-hmm. But, man, I apologize. I won't do that again.
Yes, you will.
Again,
it's okay.
You guys got the best show.
It's okay, Jordan. I appreciate the compliment.
Hey, yes, you will.
What I'll do is you'll be the only show I continue to listen to, so I won't have no reason to say it. But I love you guys. Keep it up.
I love you too, Jordan.
Appreciate
Thank you. That's what the deal is. Kirk Cousins' contract restructure. gives the Falcons some contract, some cap flexibility to re-sign guys now that are still under contract or extend guys now that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do because of the money being what it is.
So I would think you would think somebody like Drake or Bijan would get a contract extension.
Exactly. Somebody like that.
Yeah.
And then Kirk Cousins will likely be cut when the league year begins, but as a post June 1 distinction, so then they can split the money between 2 years and move on. Paul is in College Park. Hey, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. I seen on the news this morning that Mississippi case, you know, the mishandling of the funds. Is Brett Favre still in that case?
What?
It's a good question.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I didn't see. I didn't watch the news this morning, unfortunately. But I don't know. I don't know if that got settled or not.
I don't know.
When Favre got them to give money to build a volleyball thing.
Yeah, he stole money from Pofo.
Yeah, stole money from people that needed
it. I don't know
what it is. Yeah, so he could build a volleyball thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't let that go. Thank you, Paul. Don't let that story die. because people will forget stuff, you know. It's like, boy, look at Favre. He sure loved the game.
Yeah, he did.
Played with the passion of a child.
Just look at him.
Yeah, he stole money from poor people.
Yeah,
not very nice.
Damn thief.
All right, Phillip's in Atlanta. Hey, Phillip.
Y'all see the
news? Hey, what's up, guys?
Y'all see the news about the Mississippi?
Thanks for calling.
Y'all are the best, man. But for real, I was thinking, wouldn't this be a crazy situation if next year, wherever Kirk Cousins ends up, and then whenever Penix gets healthy, if we somehow match up on the schedule to play each other head to head, wouldn't that be just a crazy?
Doesn't that feel almost guaranteed?
It seems like Falcon luck. Yes.
Falcon luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Falcon luck. Falcon
it just
luck.
Seems
yeah.
like it'd be.
Ooh, you just made up a new phrase.
Yeah. What?
Randy just made up a new phrase. Falcon luck. Oh,
Falcon
no.
Falcon luck, he'll miss his kick.
Yeah. Because remember, we called it, because we've been pretty tuned into Falcon luck for a while.
Yes.
We called the Desmond Ridder starting for the Raiders thing months before happened.
We did.
And then we were in Vegas for it, which.
Yes, we called that. We called the damn Marcus Mariota. We were wide awake on that one.
Oh, yeah. We weren't sleeping on Marcus.
God.
To be fair, I think we handled the Kirk Cousins thing pretty accurately, too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, no. Nobody on this show is calling him Kirko Chains.
Yeah, like,
tell you that.
I was like, okay.
Swag surf your way out of here. But yeah, I would love that. And I hope, obviously, I think we all hope Penix dices him up and they beat him. But
that
would be Falcon luck changing.
Yeah, man. But I mean, yeah. Falcon luck, yeah, they'll play him.
Yeah. All right. Tim and Cumming. Did we do that? Tim and Cumming. Okay. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Tim.
Are you guys able to hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Tim. We got you, Tim. What's up?
So I have two questions, and then I'll hang up. One, with the open NFL coaching position, would you rank them 1 through 6, I think it is, or is it 1 through 7?
Seven. Yeah.
And then did your mom get paid for doing their little cameo?
My mom recorded. We were in Boston University. We were at Aunt Pam's graduation from Boston University.
Right.
When my mama had like 6 jingles that she was going to. I said,
"Oh, I remember.
That? Mama had all them damn jingles." I was like, "No, mom, just it's a little Smith."
Yeah.
Like she was so upset because she had this whole rap song.
Oh yeah.
And Aunt Pam was bebopping in the back in the background. I was like, "No, it's just a jingle. It's just."
And my mom was the opposite. Like all of the words that we used were the words that my mom said.
Yes.
My mom's pretty shy. Yeah. Like. In person, if she gets to know you, she's really fun and kind of comes out of her shell. But, like, my mom's not, like, she doesn't want to be on the radio.
Yeah,
she has no interest in.
My mama had a jingle rope.
Yeah.
And Aunt Fan was bebopping in the background. I was like, mama can't put that on, mom.
But, no, they haven't been. They've been paid in
love.
In love and appreciation.
And kids. And grandkids.
Grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all my other brothers are out there doing nothing. Only one of them's really, anyway. But, they don't have any grandkids.
Yeah.
I got 2.
Yeah, man.
So you're welcome. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dave Arthur said, look for a guy who knows what it is and smells like.
He did, yeah. He knows what it smells like. I'm glad you didn't look at me when, because I looked at you and you didn't look at me. That interview would have been ruined. When Randy grabs it, he grabs both cheeks.
Yeah, man.
Putting a house on the beach is nice, unless there's a lot of seaweed. Andy is going through his second puberty, but he's still not afraid to fight a toddler. In general studies, if you want to study generally.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, long silky hair, flowy. And you got to be covert with your affection if you're in the bunker household.
Yeah, they're anti. Guess what? It's not stopping. Not from this love machine.